Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
Yes, I do. I want to say that I'm going to miss my husband. He just went for Iraq.
When did he just now left recently?
Yes.
Is this his first tour? Or?
Yes.
It is. Well, good luck to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you to him for what he does for our country. And if there's ever anything that we can do for you, just give us a call, all right?
All righty, thanks.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey there, you got something for free-for-all?
Yeah, hey, you were talking about that banana stuff earlier.
Yeah, what do you say, banana or banana?
I say banana.
Oh, you put an extra nut in there.
Yeah.
Where do you get off doing that?
I don't know. Just a satisfaction making a stupid sound, pretty
yeah.
much.
Banana.
Yeah.
That's a good move, man. When you're talking about a lame fruit, you gotta...
Yeah, I mean, you gotta make up stupid words and all that just to make it sound cool.
Yeah, so do you eat the banana?
No.
No, not a fan?
No, I hate them.
Yeah. Why do you hate them so much? Is it the texture? Is it the taste? Or is it the fact that, you know, it's a little disturbing to look at?
I think it's a little disturbing to look at.
Yeah. It's hard to get past.
I'm just like, you know, what is going on with this stuff?
Yeah. How much banana do you think I can get off in one bite? Check this out. Yeah, no. Well, thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, you got something for free-for-all?
You bet. Actually, I need some advice from you and Jerry Ann.
Ooh, dangerous.
Let me tell you the situation.
Okay.
I have a coworker that constantly, all day long, talks about herself. And I am sick of hearing it.
Give me some examples. What she talk about?
Okay. Well, like the other day, she goes, "Guess what?" And I said, "What?" And she goes, "I'm Mother of the Year." And so I started laughing. I was like, okay, whatever. She goes, "Well, my friend nominated me, and I'm Mother of the Year." And I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm like, I really care. Or, you know, she'll talk about her divorce and how much money she's going to be getting. And, you know, I'm like, I don't care about any of this stuff. I'm like, lady, get a life, get a friend, something. I don't know. I mean, and, you know, the fact that she says that she's Mother of the Year is really ridiculous, since she spends zero time with her kids. So, I don't know. It's just, it's hard to have to deal with day in, day out.
No, I bet. That sounds rough.
Just tell her you don't care.
You think that'll work? You think that'll shut her up?
It's worked for me.
Really?
Oh, God.
Cool. Well, I'm going to try that, because let me tell you, this has been going on for, I don't know, months, and I'm like, seriously.
Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah, I do.
You should just, every time she starts talking, you just go, "Oh, hold on, I got a call." And then just pretend like you're talking to someone.
Cool. And I can do that, too. Eventually,
she'll understand that you're faking it to get out of conversations with her, and then you're golden.
Yeah.
Or you just be straightforward and say, "I don't care."
Yeah, I don't care about your pathetic life.
All right. I don't know. I think mine has better relations, but
whatever. You know, what I'm going to do? I think I'm going to try them both, actually.
All right.
With the amount that she talks about herself, yeah, I think more than two options are going to be just perfect.
You need plenty of ammunition.
You can be like answering the phone and say, "I don't care," and then start talking.
Well, there you go.
Combine the two?
Yeah.
Well, we hope that works out for you.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, give us a call and let us know how that went.
I will. All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.